Good morning, church family, Westchester Family Church friends that are joining us this morning for an online message from the Word of God. I'm Pastor Doug, and I'm excited to be able to bring this message to you today. And we want to thank all of those of you who are a part of our regularly gathering church family in Mount Kisco for just paying attention to weather and things of that nature. We, as your pastors and leaders, we are led by the Spirit of God, and sometimes we will go with whatever the report is, caution. We want to make sure everybody is safe, and through praying about it and looking at weather reports, seeing the conditions that were supposed to be icy today, we made the decision to just switch to remote. So thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this experience over the next hour or so, or 45 minutes or so, whatever the Lord leads as far as the message. I'm very excited to get to you what I believe God put on my heart for you for this new year. Again, if you are just joining us, we always like to know who's joining us and where you're from. If you're new to us, it's great to have you log in and let us know that you're with us this morning. God is so good, and 2022 is going to be an amazing year. And again, I just thank you for gathering and connecting and making the effort to join us and connect with us today online. I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer right now and ask for His help in our time together, because it is the unction of the Holy Spirit that makes the difference. It's the anointing of God on His Word that makes the difference, regardless of where we are. Of course, we prefer to gather in person, but let's thank Him for that anointing that can change lives, that can help set people free, and give them tools to go forward in this brand new year. So let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You, God, that You give unction from the Holy Spirit, that there is receptive hearts who are listening live, and there are those, Father, that will listen to this recorded later. Father, that this message will permeate their heart, that will bring lasting change, Father God, to the heart of the believer, that they truly would come to know You in just an amazing, deeper fashion in 2022. Father, I thank You for this new year, a new start, new beginnings. Lord, we thank You for our time together. Lord, that You would strengthen the believer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If you believe that, go ahead and give us a thumbs up, give us a love or a like. That will help us in our digital reach. Plus, if you're sitting at home and you say, boy, I would like to share this with some friends, just hit that share button, that love button, that like button. That is going to be really helpful. You can also, if you need to just say hello one to another, you can go ahead and do that in the middle of this message. It won't distract me. We again thank you for connecting with us. So last week, I brought to you fresh new year, how to keep the new year fresh. And we talked about several things. We talked about forgetting those things which are behind. That was out of Philippians chapter 3. We talked about renewing our minds with the Word of God. We talked about encouraging ourselves and encouraging others. We talked about speaking God's Word forth out of our lives. Say what God says. And we talked about hanging on to hope in this new year. That's how we're going to keep it fresh. We're keeping it fresh in 2022. Well, in continuing with that theme today, I have a couple of things on my heart. I'm very excited about it. Very excited about the practical aspects of strengthening the believer. You know, Pastor Christine and I and your leaders, we have it in our hearts to see you grow in the things of God in 2022, to go deeper than you ever have before. And in these next couple of months and during this winter season, we're believing God to strengthen the believer like never before. Strengthen that the believing heart to become even more mature and walk out the things of God, the character of God, so that as we walk into the spring, we will see such an increase in maturity and power for all of us and for our church, that we would grow up in the things of God. It's going to be an awesome, amazing year, 2022. We're going to keep it fresh in 2022. And we're going to start off by just talking to you about, you know, at the end of Christmas, there are some things that, and I mentioned this last week, but today I really want to give you an illustration and give you a picture so that it will help you to keep it fresh, all right? So as we were coming back from a time with my family in Florida and being together with my family in Florida and coming back home, we had a lot of things to like tie up, some of the loose ends, you know? You've got to put Christmas away. And usually there's boxes and sometimes they look like this, right? Pastor Christine prefers bins, okay? But this is a box that I just grabbed from my garage. And it's just a typical shipping box. And, usually we box up our Christmas things. We box up things that we don't need anymore. Maybe old things that are worn out. Maybe things that we just want to get rid of. You know, you get a new coat, you should get rid of maybe an old coat, give it away, sell it, or whatever it is that you do to declutter in your home. You know, I just really want to encourage you that during this season, God is going to dig deep inside of you if you'll allow him. And you'll get rid of some things. You know, as I said last week in Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul talked about forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. So we're forgetting 2021, just literally putting it aside, boxing it up. And maybe some things in 2021 looked like this. Maybe it was time to go ahead and put pain down inside of your box, right? Maybe it was to put hurt down inside of your box. Maybe you got hurt. Maybe somebody hurt you. Maybe somebody at work. Maybe a family member. Maybe a spouse. Maybe a child. Maybe you suffered loss in 2021 and, you know, you'd like to kind of put that away. Or what about this one? This one is a big one for a lot of people, especially now. Maybe disappointment. You need to box some of these things away and get rid of them. Get rid of them. Remember, we want to keep it fresh. Now, there is nothing like a fresh piece of fruit. Remember, if something is fresh, it's new, it's delicious, right? It's ripe. It's something that we want. So for 2022, we really want to keep the year fresh. We really do. Fresh. So, I don't know about you, but I want it fresh. There's nothing like a fresh orange. I will tell you that. So, as we are looking at 2022, keeping our lives fresh before God, keeping our spiritual walk fresh before God. God wants to strengthen us. He wants to help us mold our character to become more and more like Jesus Christ. And so as I was praying, I said, Lord, what is it that the people of WFC need to hear today that would strengthen them, that would give them a practical spiritual lesson that they could apply to their lives, that they could walk into 2022 and say, yes, I'm definitely doing that. You know, one of the big things I think holds back a lot of Christians from growing and from being their best is this one right here. This one right here. Unforgiveness. And so today we're going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness will help you keep it fresh in 2022. Forgiveness is a very, very vital part of walking out the Christian life. And whether you have been saved for 20 years, 30 years, 20 days, or 40 years, forgiveness is vital. Forgiveness is something that each of us has to grapple with. Each one of us has to operate in forgiveness. The Word of God tells us that perfect love casts out fear because fear has to do with judgment. And so one of the things that we as believers need to do is to walk in forgiveness. We need to pack up the unforgiveness that may be in our lives, and we need to put it away. Now, sometimes when we pack up things in a box like this, right, we pack up our stuff, the things that we want to forget, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing on to knowing Christ and the things which are ahead. Well, in order to do that, sometimes we just need to take out the trash. Take out the trash. We don't want to put these things in this box. Pain, hurt, unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness. We don't want to put them down inside of this box only to have a very heavy, heavy, heavy box. We're going to keep it fresh in 2022. And as we pack up those things that maybe those things that we need to get rid of, forgetting the past, you know, sometimes involves total forgiveness. I'm going to refer to you two resources that I believe will be an amazing inspiration and help to you in this area. If you are struggling, or as you're listening to this message, you might be saying to yourself, well, I don't have a problem with unforgiveness. Well, maybe you don't during this season of your life, but I will tell you this. As a Christian, you will always have an opportunity to forgive and walk in love. We never get to a point where that particular arena in our lives is just done. You know, oh, got that one down. You know, all of us will have an opportunity to forgive and to forgive again and to forgive again, because that is the nature of living in this world as fallen human beings that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. So in this season of boxing things up, the references that I want to give you, two resources that I believe will help you and be a blessing to you. One is an inspirational read that I believe would really bless you. It's been years since I actually read the entire book, but maybe you're familiar with the story of Corrie ten Boom. Corrie ten Boom. Now that sounds like a strange name. That's because Corrie ten Boom lived during the Nazi occupation of Holland in Amsterdam. She was the daughter of a watchmaker, and she was a devout Christian woman who believed in Christian principles and walking in love. And she hid up to 80 Jewish people who were hiding from the Nazis during that terrible period of history in Europe. And during that time, Corrie ten Boom would minister to the needs of her neighbor. She would do so regularly. Right toward the end of the war, when things were really ramping up, Corrie ten Boom and her sister and father were arrested because they were aiding the Jewish people, hiding them in their house, to the point that they had an architect build a special hidden room in their home with a special buzzer that would alert them to when their home would be searched. Corrie ten Boom went on to be an amazing Christian example of love and forgiveness. After the war, she opened up a home to restore people who had been hurt by the Holocaust, to restore even Hollanders who were at one time part of the Nazi machine. And they were just such Christian examples, the Corrie ten Boom family. Now, during her time of arrest, her sister died at the hands of Nazi guards in a concentration camp. In 1947, just 2 years after the war, Corrie ten Boom was speaking in Germany, talking about the love of God and forgiveness. And during that time, as she was speaking one day, she recognized a man, the man that was responsible for her sister's death. And during that moment, as she writes so prolifically in her autobiography, she speaks of seeing the man who killed her sister, who speaks of the man who killed her sister showed up at a Christian meeting. And he greeted her at the end of the meeting, and she said she was so full of anger, so full of unforgiveness at that very key moment in her life. She had a choice to make, and that choice was, do I forgive as Christ has forgiven me, or do I hold on to this hatred and this resentment and this pain? She made a decision in a split second, what seemed like an eternity, as the gentleman held his hand out to shake Corrie Ten Boom's hand and to grasp her hand. She never reached her hand back right away. It took her a moment. And then she said she felt deep down inside of her, if I can't forgive this man, how can God forgive me? And she made a choice. She said, well, the least I can do is grasp his hand. I'll start there. So she made the step of faith and she grasped his hand. She said that when she did, the love of God just began to fill her entire body. She began to weep, and the two of them embraced. He went on to tell her how after the war, he had become a Christian, and he had repented and thanked God for forgiving him of some of the terrible things that he did as a prison guard. That's a story of forgiveness. And so I refer to you the story called The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. It's an amazing story of heroism, of Christ-likeness, and of forgiveness. I believe that you'll be blessed and inspired by it. It's Corrie Ten Boom's life story, The Hiding Place. The second reference that I will be using in a guide today as I minister to you and to strengthen you is a book by R.T. Kendall called Total Forgiveness. Total Forgiveness. And those are the two resources that I just referenced to you. Corrie Ten Boom said this, you'll find it is necessary to let things go simply for the reason that they're too heavy. You know, in boxing up Christmas items and taking things out to the trash, sometimes things become so heavy, you need a little help. Getting things out to the trash, you might need a little assistance. You might need another hand to get it to the trash bin because it's so heavy. It's so heavy. You know, unforgiveness is like that. It's too heavy for you and I to carry ourselves. We need the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this year of 2022, we're keeping it fresh. Let's be free from all unforgiveness. Why do you think that's so important? Well, I began to ask myself, Lord, why is that so important? And in my study and over the years of being a minister and a Christian, I've realized this one thing about unforgiveness. Unforgiveness produces a tree called resentment. It produces a tree called resentment, and that tree of resentment will produce bitterness, a fruit that none of us want to eat. Not quite like my fresh orange here, but instead a very bitter fruit, something you do not want to partake of. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews that unforgiveness and bitterness will actually be a root. It actually gets down on the inside of us, and it defiles many people. In other words, it will perpetuate itself. Just like fruit falls from the tree and creates more trees, the fruit of bitterness will actually spread and cause others to be upset with people that nobody ever did anything to them. But instead, it's just a bitter fruit. I want to encourage us in 2022 that as we keep it fresh, we keep clear of unforgiveness in our lives. The comedian, old-time comedian, some of you may remember Buddy Hackett. Buddy Hackett was just a wonderful comedian. And one of the things he said about unforgiveness, which I thought was really funny, is he said this. He said, I've had few arguments with people, but I never carry a grudge. You know why? While you're carrying a grudge, they're out dancing. You know, there's so much truth to that. we carry a grudge and we carry this acid, if you will, that eats us from the inside. We think that it's poisoning the person that we're angry with, but instead it's poisoning our own lives and others. Unforgiveness is a seed that grows into a tree that produces a fruit that you don't like. Unforgiveness grows into the tree of resentment and produces bitterness. You know, it's time to clear out, box up. If you go to the office supply store, you will see boxes and file boxes. Everybody's clearing out. They're storing the things that need to be stored, getting rid of the things that need to be gotten rid of. Forgiveness, just like in Corrie Ten Boom's story, it starts with a decision. Starts with a decision. And I felt like as I was praying and looking over this sermon topic for today, I felt like the Lord said to me that when forgiveness always starts with a decision, it continues as a decision. It never starts and ends with a decision, but continues with a decision. And, the word tells us, again, not Hebrews 13, I said Hebrews 12. It says this in Hebrews 12, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down. And this is, if you're taking notes, Hebrews 12:12. Strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Again, that's Hebrews 12, 12 through 15. Hebrews 12, 12 through 15. So we're talking about keeping it fresh and operating in forgiveness. Forgiveness. So Matthew 6, 14 says it this way. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6, 14. Again, Mark chapter 11 and verse 25, Jesus said this, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. You see, when we look at the subject of unforgiveness, unforgiveness is multifaceted. It's a multifaceted arena of our lives. Because not only do we need forgiveness from God for our sins, thank God for 1 John 1:9. Thank God that when we sin, we can go to Him and He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you find yourself needing forgiveness from the Lord, He will give it freely. He doesn't hold on to it. He'll give it freely. All you have to do is ask and receive that forgiveness by faith. The second thing is the multifaceted aspect of forgiveness is that we also have to forgive ourselves. Sometimes that is a very, very big, heavy, heavy burden to forgive yourself. And then the other thing is to forgive others, to forgive others. Each of these facets is important to keeping it fresh in 2022. You know, Mark Cowart said it this way. When you forgive, it does not change the past, but it clears the way for the future. When you forgive, it does not change the past, but it clears the way for the future. I don't know about you, but I'm looking at 2022 and I want the future to be bright. I want it to be a clear path into all that God has for me, all that God has for my family, all that God has for our church, that as we move forward in 2022, keeping it fresh, that we would just make sure that all accounts are clear. keeping it clear is going to be absolutely vital. And so, you know, forgiving. What are some of the principles of forgiving? R.T. Kendall, who wrote Total Forgiveness, that I referred to as a great resource that you can work through on an individual basis that I believe would be a benefit to you. R.T. Kendall wrote that these were some of the principles of what forgiveness is not. You see, I think sometimes our religious mindset and our intellect get in the way of what forgiveness is. And sometimes we have some preconceived. So I really want us to explore that very quickly. First of all, forgiveness, R.T. Kendall in his book, he writes, is not an approval of what somebody has done to you. It does not give approval or an endorsement of what somebody did, but it just helps us to forgive. Again, it's not approval. It's not excusing what somebody did. All right. Maybe you've been wronged. Maybe some of the pain or the hurt that you've suffered, maybe in 2021, or maybe even going further back. It's not an approval of what was done. It's not an excusing of what was done. It doesn't excuse it. You know, it doesn't explain away the wrong. I think sometimes we get in our mind and we actually say, well, they didn't really mean that. Or, you just don't understand the background that they came from or whatever. We start to excuse things rather than just looking at the facts. You know, excusing what somebody may have done, factual or may not have, it doesn't explain away the wrong. And then the third thing, very similar to excusing, is justifying. That what they did was right because, and we start to reason and play head games with ourselves about the wrong that we are now holding on to as unforgiveness. And it's not pardoning what they did. A pardon is a legal transaction that releases somebody from the consequence of their actions. You see, total forgiveness does not release the person who did the wrong from any consequences. Only God can release people from those kind of consequences. And if you don't, if you're not understanding or following that concept, you can be forgiven for committing a bank robbery, but you still may end up going to jail. You understand what I mean? There's still a consequence to what happened. Certain things that happen even in relationships, there may be a consequence. There may be a broken relationship. There may be a broken covenant. There may be a broken marriage because there is still a consequence to the action. There still can be forgiveness. And forgiveness is not reconciliation. It does not mean that you have to become best friends again. Let's say a friend hurts you, right? Forgiveness doesn't mean that you have that they still stay your best friend. I'm not saying you should throw away every friendship that you have to walk in forgiveness. Ruth Graham Bell said it this way, that a good marriage is two people who know how to forgive, right? Two people who know how to forgive. And so I think it's important to know that certain things do not require reconciliation. And then the sixth thing, denying what they did, being in denial about when somebody has in fact hurt you. That is not forgiveness. That's just denial. And then blindness to what happened, making a conscious choice to kind of look the other way and explaining away what wrong actually occurred. And then forgetting. Forgetting is not total forgiveness. Some wrongs we may never forget, but that does not mean that you have not totally forgiven. You may need to remember so as not to be hurt again. And then pretending you are not hurt. That is not forgiveness either. Pretending that you're not hurt when you've been wronged. Hurt does not mean that you have not totally forgiven somebody. Not forgiving keeps the wound open and attracts, I like what one writer said, attracts the demonic flies to kind of continue to whisper in your ear. But you see, total forgiveness is a lot like the life of Joseph. I'd like you to turn to Genesis chapter 45, if you would, and we're going to try to read through some highlights of Joseph's life that I believe will be a blessing in your journey for unforgiveness and getting rid of unforgiveness as far as that's concerned. All right, then Joseph could not contain himself before all those who he stood by, and he cried out, make everyone go out from me, and no one stood with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. Now, chapter 45 of Genesis is really important for you to understand, because that is really where we see forgiveness in action in Joseph's life. We see forgiveness totally in action. Now, if you don't know the story of Joseph, it actually starts much earlier than that in the book of Genesis. And you begin to see that Joseph was, he was a favored son in his family. You may have heard the story about Joseph and the coat of many colors, and you know how his father loved Joseph more than all the other brothers, etc. You may know the basic headlines of the story, and for time's sake, we're not going to read chapter by chapter, but I do encourage you to read the story, because you see that what Joseph went through is not unlike some stuff that you go through, although probably very few of you have ever been, somebody faked your death and told your parents that you were dead and, lived life without you for 15 plus years. I mean, most of us have not gone through those kind of things, but we can see where Joseph was teased by his brothers, maligned. He was hurt. He was thrown into a pit. He was sold as a slave to the slave traders. He was brought into slavery. He was in Potiphar's house. He ends up in prison. I mean, this guy had a rough time. And in chapter 45 of Genesis, we see some really amazing things take place. The first thing that total forgiveness does do in our lives is it does not expose what people have done to us. Joseph did not want the Egyptians to know what his brothers had done to him for 22 years earlier, as he had become a great man in Egypt. You see, if the Egyptians knew what Joseph's brothers had done to him, they would have been angry with his brothers. But Joseph actually protected them and didn't tell everybody what was done to him. You know, sometimes you can tell if you're dealing with unforgiveness by the emotion in which you can tell a story as if it happened yesterday, but maybe it happened 20 years ago. Forgiveness is an interesting thing. Jesus himself talked about forgiving 70 times 7. Forgiving 70 times 7. The illustrated point there is not that we would just have a set number of times on how many times you forgive somebody, but instead it is an ongoing process. You see, total forgiveness does not expose what was done to you. It doesn't expose the other person, but instead should protect. And we may confide and trust in mature believers to help us walk through those things, but it's not meant for social media. That's why sometimes when I'm looking on Facebook and I see people airing their relational grievances with each other on Facebook, I say, how can there ever be any kind of resolution or forgiveness when people just keep this thing alive? And bitterness just comes in, because that resentment grows as a tree, as I've said, and that fruit of bitterness just begins to be multiplied. People start eating that fruit and people turn against each other. We see it even in our culture right now, where the world is and the enemy is trying to divide people by race, by culture, by political parties. Everybody is trying to divide. You know, do you believe in masks? Do you not believe in masks? Do you believe in the vaccine? Do you not believe in the vaccine? It just goes on and on and on. It's seeking to divide. And so I just want to encourage us to keep it fresh in 2022, that we would be people who walk in forgiveness, who walk in supernatural total forgiveness. Total forgiveness does not seek to intimidate or cause the person to feel fear, or intimidation. Now, again, these points are taken from R.T. Kendall's book, Total Forgiveness. You know, the Word of God tells us that if we act as if we have power over somebody, then that veiled threat, that's intimidation. That is not forgiveness. You see, total forgiveness desires to forgive and not feel guilty. We see that in verse 5 of Genesis. We see that in verse 5 of Genesis 45, how just the way that Joseph treated his brothers. So go back to Genesis 45 and you can see one of the ways that he treated his brothers. It says he couldn't restrain himself before all those who stood by him. He cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept out loud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" But his brothers would not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near me." So they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life." All right, I'm back, folks. Looks like we had some technical difficulty. Praise God. So, as I said, Joseph was just walking with God, and he was willing to share his forgiveness with his brothers. He didn't want to cause them pain. He didn't want to intimidate them. He didn't want to cause them to be, if you will, he didn't want to cause them to be in fear. He told them to don't be afraid. Come near to me. Now that's somebody who truly has forgiven. That's somebody who is truly watching out for the other person as well. You know, God is wanting us to truly, truly forgive. If we're going to keep it fresh in 2022, I want to encourage each one of you to just ask the Lord, look inside of yourself. Help yourself by asking the Lord for that help. Remember, some things are a little bit too heavy to carry. Some things will just be way too heavy for you to carry. And so I want to encourage you that be a Christian who just exudes forgiveness. Keep it fresh in 2022. Keep it fresh with everything that you're doing. You know, Joseph really was able to walk in that kind of forgiveness because he knew God. God had brought him through so many things in prison. He can help you with your unforgiveness that you might be dealing with, packing up 2021 and getting rid of the stuff, taking it out to the trash. You might need a little help. That's where you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Now, a couple of things that might help, like I said, is just to ask the Lord, "Lord, is there any unforgiveness that I have in my heart toward anybody? It could be family, it could be friends, it could be co-workers. Lord, help me to truly release them." Forgiveness means releasing people and letting them go, actually releasing them. And that is an act of faith. And just like Corrie Ten Boom, who made the decision to forgive by putting her hand out, and once she made that physical decision, what could she do? Then there was actually, God was able to come through and help her. God can help you. I believe he's going to help you. As we walk into 2022 and we keep it fresh, you know, the way we're going to stay fresh with God is we're going to walk in forgiveness, walk in love, refuse to be easily offended. When somebody is easily offended, it shows immaturity in the Christian life. But instead, we want to be
We want to be mature Christians who walk in love and have the fruit of the Holy Spirit coming out from us as we walk in love and walk with Him. I truly encourage you to take hold of the resources that I gave you, the story of Joseph in the Word of God, especially chapter 45 and R.T. Kendall's book, Total Forgiveness. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. And the story of Corrie Ten Boom's life, The Hiding Place. These are great resources to help you keep it fresh in 2022. Let's go ahead and pray. And then I just have a couple of things I want to share with you about our church moving forward for 2022, keeping it fresh. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, God, that as we make that decision to forgive, that decision to walk in forgiveness and love, Lord, that you help us to stay fresh before you, that our love walk would be known by those around us, and we truly would be witnesses to those around us because we know how to forgive. We know how to walk in love, and we choose not to hold on to those things in the past, but we box them up and we take them out to the trash and let you take care of it. Lord, I thank you for helping us in this arena of forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. A couple of things to call your attention to. This Wednesday night, I'll be bringing a communion message to all of you on Foundations Live at 7:30 p.m. That's this Wednesday evening. Don't miss it. I believe I have a word from God regarding communion, and it's going to be a great time together. Prepare your communion elements and be ready to receive from the Holy Spirit. There is an anointing on being able to connect. I'm so thankful that even during times of weather or in times of pandemic, that several years ago, God led us to start doing online Facebook Live broadcasts, even before we had some of the trouble that we have had in the last 2 years. And I'm so thankful that we know how to come and connect with you. Now, that means you can also connect with us. If you need something, you need prayer, you need special ministry of some type, please reach out to us so that we can help you and minister to your needs. Thank you so very much. And as always, if you are a partner with our ministry, we want to encourage you to give through the online portal on the website. It is important. The church's needs are also met, as well as the spiritual needs. It does take money and finances, so we appreciate all the people who tithe and give offerings. You can go right on the westchesterfamilychurch.org, and there is a giving button right there. You can give. You can set up a text-to-give option as well. Or if you're more comfortable with the old-fashioned way of giving, then we encourage you. We will be joining back together next week. Believe in God, next week that we'll be back together in person. As always, during this time of year, watch the weather. And if we're not in person, we're right here. And if we are in person, we're right here as well. So you can still connect with us, still give, and still worship God with your giving. Thank you again for all of your faithfulness and your help. And we believe that 2022 is gonna be a awesome, fresh year for all of us. And just stay hooked up in the things of God. It's gonna be awesome. Keep it fresh. Thanks again for watching today. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.